Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samech Vav, and we will begin on Daf Samech Vav Amar Aleph at the Mishnah. Our Mishnah continues teaching us the situations when someone, Rachman Tzlon, does an Aveira for which there is a Chiv Misa. Says the Mishnah, Mechalal Es HaShabbos. If somebody is Mechalal Shabbos, B'dover Shechayov Malzadon HaKaris, with an Aveira for which, if he did it b'mezid, without hasra, there's a chiyuv koris, v'ashigosai chatis, and if he did it b'shogi, he's chayuv chatis. In a situation where he did such an aveira b'mezid, with edim, with hasra, there is a chiyuv skila. However, Tosfos does point out that we can have a situation for which there is a chiyuv chatos, but there is no Chiyuv Misa. Says the Gemara, Meklal, by our Gemara saying, by learning the Mishnah, Meklal, there must be a situation, Dikam Midah the Chil Shabbos Hava, that is considered Chil Shabbos, Vein Chayovim, and there will not be a Chiyuv for that, for being Mechal Shabbos that way, Loyal Shigos Echatas, not if he did a b'shogig, will there be a chiyuv karm chatas, v'loy al zadoyne karis. Nor will there be a chiyuv karis when it was done b'mezid. The Mishnah pointing out that there are only circumstances, such specific circumstances, the Mishnah is clearly indicating that only in certain circumstances is the chiyuv skila and chatas. What is that situation? Says the Gemara, Tchumim, Valiba de Rekiva. According to Rekiva, the Isser for one to go out of the Tchum on Shabbos is a Chiv Daraisa. But even though it's a Chiv Daraisa, Rekiva agrees that there is no Chiv Miso, Chiv Chatos, the Havara, and the Isser Havara, Valiba de Rabbi Yossi, as we learned the other day, the Torah says, Loi suvaru eish b'chomash v'seichem v'yoyim ha-Shabbos, that the Torah single out Havara, and we learned the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yonason, what is the Torah coming to, why did the Torah single out Havara? Rabbi Yonason said l'chalak yosa, it's coming to separate that for every melacha one is chayiv a separate karmen chattas. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the reason the Torah singled out Havara is because if somebody does the Avera of Havara, unlike all the other Averas for carbon, that there's a Chiyuv Karban Chatas B'Shagig, a Chiyuv Misa B'Mezid, by Havara, it's different that it's only Chayiv Malkus. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Here we have Chil Shabbos, but there won't be Chatas and Misa. I saw that the Rishonim asked an interesting question. We have a rule that we've quoted many times. Kol davar shoyu b'klal v'yotza min haklal loy l'lamen al atzma yotza elo l'lamen al klal kula yotza. Meaning that if something is part of a group and it was separated from the rest of the group, that the halacha is that it doesn't only come to teach about itself, it's coming to speak about all the other everything. So why don't we say that according to Rabbi Yossi, that Havara was singled out to teach us that there's a Chiyuv Malkus, why don't we say that it's coming to teach us that all Melachos Shabbos are only a Chiyuv Malkus? So Rishonim explain as follows. The Torah says, "Vayisuvaru eish b'chomash v'seicha b'yom haShabbos," that it's only in one's private home that one is not allowed to light fire. In the Beis Hamikdash, the halacha is, we know that one may light a fire. So, unlike all the other Melachos Shabbos, which are equally usur both in the Beis Hamikdash and in one's private home. So therefore, we can't use a Havara to teach us that it should be a model for all other Melachos Shabbos, because Havara is unique, that it has a certain kula that you light a light of fire to burn the karbonos in the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore you can't, Havara cannot be used to teach us what is the halacha by other Melachos Shabbos. The Rishonim also make a very interesting observation. The Rishonim say that our Gemara seems to be teaching us that only Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that one is chayiv for melechus. Only Rabbi Kiva is chayiv for tchumim. But we know that there many Rishonim suggest that the Rabbanan also agree that tchumim is an issa deraisa, and that the entire machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva is only how far of a tchum. With the Rabbanan holding that a tchum has to be 12 mil, and Rabbi Kiva holds that a tchum is 2,000 amma. So the question is, why does our Gemara say only it's a tchumim aliba de Rabbi Kiva? The Gemara could have mentioned tchumim even according to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan do agree that there is tchumim when one goes outside of 12 mil. So I saw three answers to this question. The Ramban's answer is that because since the opinion of Rabbi Kiva is mentioned very explicitly, whereas the opinion of the Rabbanon is not that explicit, the Gemara preferred to speak about the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, which we know he holds that opinion very clearly, whereas the Rabbanon's opinion is not that clear. The Ran, on the other hand, based on this Gemara, says, from here we see that the Rabbanan actually do not subscribe to the concept of Tchumim, because were the Rabbanan to agree that Tchumim were an Issa Deraisa, the Gemara certainly would have mentioned that in our Gemara. But then I saw a third explanation. It could well be that the Rabbanan agree that Tchumim is also past 12 mil, and not only are Tchumim also past 12 mil, but Tchumim represent an Issa Deraisa. However, there are two types of Isurim on Shabbos. There is the common Isur, the Isur Melacha. And then there's another type of an Isur, like there's an Isur to put on tefillin on Shabbos. The Isur to put on tefillin on Shabbos is not considered an Isur Melacha. And now we can very well understand our Gemara. Our Gemara is looking for examples of Isur Melacha. And according to Rabbi Kiva, the Isur Tchumim is indeed an Isur Melacha. Whereas according to the opinion of the Rabbanon, even though they certainly hold that walking out of the Tchum on Shabbos is an Isur Deraisa, they don't hold that it's an Isur Melacha. They hold it's like an Isur of putting on tefillin on Shabbos. And our Gemara is looking for an example which is an Isur Melacha, and it's only Rabbi Kiva who holds that Tchumim is an Isur Melacha. The Rabbanan hold it's only an Isur, like putting on tefillin on Shabbos, and therefore the Gemara doesn't mention it. Continues the Gemara. Hamakalal Oviv V'imoy. If Sonny Rechman Tzlan curses one of his parents, Ein Achayiv Achikalim B'Shem. It's not considered that he was over the horrible aveira of cursing a parent until he cursed them using the Shem Hashem. Kilalam B'Kinui. If he used only a Kinui, Ramei Mechayiv. Ramei says that also is considered Mekalas Hashem. The Chum and Poitrim, and the Chum say that it's not. And as we've quoted earlier, there's a Machloikas Rishonim, what is considered the Shem HaMiyuchad, that everybody agrees is considered Kilaleim B'Shem. Most Rishonim are of the opinion it's only if he was Mekalem with Yudke Vovke. That is the Shem HaMiyuchad. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, most Rishonim don't consider the Shem HaMiyuchad. However, the opinion of the Rambam is that Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is also considered a Shem HaMiyuchad. And there's a beautiful Brisker Rav that explains the opinion of the Rambam. He says it's not that the Rambam disagrees conceptually with the other Rishonim. The Rambam also agrees that Shem HaMiyuchad is strictly Yudkei Vovkei. However, the Pasuk says, Zeh Shmi La'olam, V'zeh Zichri L'dor V'dor. And the Gemara Masechta Kedushin explains, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Loika Sheni Nichtav Ani Nikra. Nichtav Ani, I'm written Yudkei Vovkei, V'nikra Ani, and I am called what Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Says the Brisker Rav, that what the Rambam is saying is, that once we learn the Gemara, the Loikish and Inichtav Ani Nikra, what the Gemara is teaching us is that Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the way Yud Kei Vav Kei is pronounced. So it's not that somebody's chayiv for Aleph Dal Nan Yud because that's considered Shem HaMiyuchad. It's considered the Shem HaMiyuchad because the Torah was Mechadish that that is the way to pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei. The other Rishonim obviously disagree. And they hold that Aleph Dal Nun Yud is still not Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it's strictly Yud Kei Vav Kei that is considered Kilolam B'Shem. There's also another interesting machlokes, Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam is of the opinion that if somebody was mekalel another Jew with a kinui, he's chayiv malchus. The Ravid disagrees. And therefore, even if someone were to be mekalel a parent, even though he's not mechayiv for kilolam, for mekalel ovi v'imoy, he's certainly no less than mekalel another Jew, that the halach is of some Mekalel Jew is Chayiv Malkus. And I saw that there are some Mefarshim that want to say, according to the Rambam, if somebody's Mekalel apparent, not with the Shem HaMiyuchad, according to the Rabbanon, he'll get two sets of Malkus. One is because even though it's not considered a special case of Kilolas Ovi V'Imoy that he gets Skila for, it is considered a Chayiv Malkus. And then the parents are also Jews, and therefore there will be two sets of Malkus administered. Man Chachamim, asked the Gemara, who is the opinion of the Chachamim mentioned in our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Rab Nachman Rab Yossi hi. It follows the opinion of Rab Nachman Rab Yossi. The Tanya Rab Nachman Rab Yossi Omer, B'nokvoy Shein Yumos, Ma Tam Eloim Shein. What does the Pasuk say the word Ish? What does the Torah say? V'noikiv Shein Hashem Mois Yumos. Rogam Yirgum Uboi Kol Edom Kiger Ke'ezruch V'nokva Shein. The Pasuk already started with the words V'nokva Shein. Why does the Pasuk repeat the words V'nokva Shein? Says the Gemara, to teach us that if somebody is Mekalel's parent, is Ein Achayiv Achi Kalim B'Shein. That unless he's Mekalel, then B'Shein. The Rameyer, who disagrees, says that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that you only chayiv iu makalo the Eibish the shame bishame, and that's why according to him these words are not superfluous. Tarabon, the Pasuk begins, the Pasuk that teaches us the isser of the one may not curse a parent. The Pasuk says ki ish ish ashir kalo as ovivis imoy mos yumas ovi imoy kilel damav boy. So the question is, Ma tam alayim ish ish? Why does the pasuk have to say the double words ish ish? Says the Gemara, the rabbis bas tumtum v'androgynous. To teach us that not only is a son over if he curses a parent, but the same halacha replies to a daughter, and a tumtum is somebody whose private area is covered up, and androgynous is a person who has the simonim both of a man and a woman. So Taisus asks the obvious question. The halacha is that the Torah hishve hakosef ishve isha l'chal oinshin shebetorah. The Torah treats men and women equally regarding all oinshin. So why do we have to specify and make a limud to teach us that a daughter is chayiv? Of course she's chayiv. She's no different than anything else. So Taisus answers, that is only in a situation where the Torah says a parasha, even if the Torah says a balash and zachar. But if the Torah says the word ish, then women are not included, and that's why we need ish ish. Asks the Maram the obvious question. That means, it's only because the Torah used the word ish, do I have to say the second word ish to include a daughter? So the obvious question is, don't say ish, and we won't have a second ish to include daughters. So Miram says, the reason the Torah had to say the word ish is to exclude a cotton. Otherwise we would perhaps think that even a cotton is chai for Kilolas Hashem. Which of course is a very difficult teretz, because why would we think that a cotton is obligated in this mitzvah? We know Katanim a potter from all averus. The Ritva has an entirely different approach to this Gemara. The Ritva's approach to the Gemara is, because we know that the Gemara says in Masechta Kedushin that women don't have the same level of obligation of kibud ovaim as men do. Because women's first obligation is to do what their husbands tell them. So now, says the Ritva, we can very well understand the Gemara. If I didn't have a specific pasuk teaching us that that women are chayiv and kibud ovaim, I would think that since they don't have the same level of obligation of kibud ovaim, they shouldn't be chayiv and kilulas ovaim. That's why the Torah had to specify ish that they're chayiv for this. That's why the Torah had to specify that they are chayiv for cursing a parent. There's an interesting Yireim. The Yireim says that men have more of a tendency to curse than women. And therefore we would think that since women don't have this tendency of cursing, they're not over the Aveira if they did curse a parent. That's why we need a pasuk to teach us that women are also chayiv. Interesting Yireim. The Yad Ramaz approach is a different approach. The Yad Ramaz says that there is no chiddush, there is no specific chiddush regarding a daughter. The chiddush is regarding a tumtum v'androgynous, that we would think that perhaps they're excluded. That's why we need a pasuk to include a tumtum v'androgynous. But there's a problem with the Yad Ramaz approach also, explained the Mefarshim. Because according, why would we say that a tumtum androgynous should be excluded? There should be no different than a boy or a girl. The Rishonim also ask a very interesting question. We had a Gemara recently, the pasuk by Kilas Hashem. The pasuk says, Ish Ish, Ki Kalalas Akov. And the Gemara explained, Ish Ish, cause to be marba goyim. The goyim may not curse Hashem. So ask the Rishonim, why don't we use the ish ish of our pasuk regarding kilas over the imoy also to say that's come to teach us that the issa to curse a parent applies to goyim? Why are we saying it's come to teach us bas tumtum v'androgynous? So Rishonim say a very simple teretz. They say the Torah was written to Jews, and therefore if we have words in the Torah that are coming to teach us something, ish ish, first we're going to try to use the pasuk to teach us a halacha that applies to Jews, like our Gemara. Only if we don't have a limud or a need for a limud to teach us something regarding Jews, do we say that the pasuk is coming to teach us something regarding goyim. Continues the Braisa, Ashiyakalulas Ovivis Imoy, Eli El Oviv Imoy. So we only know that if he cursed both parents, Oviv Shlei Imoy, Imoy Shlei Oviv Minayin. How do we know if somebody curses a father who's not a mother, or a mother who's not a father, each parent alone, that the same halacha applies? Tamaloymer, Oviv Imoy Kilel Domavoy, Oviv Kimel Imoy Kilel Diver Baishia. As the Mefarshim explained, the words of the pasuk is Ki ish ish ashi kalalas ovivis imoy, mois yumas oviv vi imoy kilel damaboy. In the beginning of the pasuk, the word kilel is next to oviv. At the end of the pasuk, the word kilel is next to imoy. So therefore, since the Torah put the word kilel next to a father, and then put the word kilel next to the mother, it's to teach us that the chiyuv, whether you curse a father or a mother. That's Rabbi Yishi's opinion. Rabbi Yonah Soimer, Mash Mishneim Kechot, the pasuk could be defined to mean both parents, or Mashma Echlef Neatzma, it could be defined each parent separately. Achir Fla Kosov Yachtov. Rabbi Yonah's opinion is that only when the Torah specifically uses the words Yachtov, together, do we say it means both parents, or both together, like the Torah uses the words like Sachroish, Bishor, or Bechamar Yachtov. But if the Torah doesn't use the words Yachtov, then we'll say it means each one individually. Maishumas, the Chiv Eskila, for cursing a parent. At the Oim Beskila is indeed the punishment skila, ayena el achas mikol misas amurs b'tayra. Perhaps the punishment should be one of the other misas bezdin. Nemakan, says the Bryce, the Torah uses here's the words, domaboy, B'nemel Halan, the Torah uses regarding the parasha of Ovi Yudoni that we just finished learning, the Mayim Bom. Ma'ala Halan, just like by Ovi Yudoni, the Misa administered is Misa Skila, Afkan B'Skila. Continues the Braisa. Oynish Shamanu. So this pasuk clearly taught us the Oynish for somebody cursing a parent. As Horminaim, we know that throughout Shas there's a klal, Ein Oynshim Elam Kemas Hirim, and therefore we have to find a pasuk that tells us that cursing a parent is a chiyuv lav. Tamaloymer Alehim Loisakalal. And the Gemara develops this limud. Before we explain the limud, we have to again explain that one of the types of limudim that are accepted is what's known as a binyan av at tzara shava, which is, means when the Torah teaches us a halacha in more than one place, we look for the common characteristic, we look for the common denominator between all of the places where this halacha is mentioned, and that common denominator then becomes a source how to teach us what the halacha is in all similar situations. The pasuk, so now the Gemara explains, Im haya aviv dayin, if one's father was a dayin, how would we know one may not curse him? Because arehu b'chlal Elohim loisakalo. Im haya aviv nasi, furthermore, if somebody's father were a nasi, the iser of cursing him is also known, because arehu b'chlal, the pasuk says, v'nasi b'amcha loisar. How do we know that one may not curse a parent who's neither a dying nor a nasi? Amrit. So the answer is, we're going to learn from the common characteristic. Because, says the Gemara, loy ri nasi kri dayin, for loy ri dayin kri nasi. A nasi is different than a dying, and a dying is different than a nasi. Explains the Gemara why. One is obligated to follow the halachic rulings of a dayan. One may not rebel in any of the executive orders given by the nasi, but that doesn't give him specific power in halachic matters. There is no issue of rebelling against the dayan. A dayan isn't the leader of Klal Yisrael. What is a tzara shavah shebehem? What is the common characteristic of a dayan and a nasi? Shein ba'amcha, that they're both members of Klal Yisrael. V'atam muzar al kolosun, and the Torah clearly teaches one may not curse them. Af ani avi Avicha, so we can continue with the tzara shava to teach us sheba amcha, that your father is a member of Klal Yisrael, v'atamuza al kolosai, that you may not curse him. Ask the Rishonim that we've learned many times. There's a rule of ein mazhirin minadin, that we can't learn a iser based on a kal v'chomer. So how is our Gemara suggesting, they ask, that based on this tzara hashava we should learn an iser to curse a parent? So I saw two answers. One answer is, Amos here in Adin speaks strictly to a Kal V'Chomer. But here we're not speaking about a Kal V'Chomer, as I explained. We're speaking here about a Tzad HaShava. This is somewhat of a difficult teretz, because why should we treat a Tzad HaShava differently than a Kal V'Chomer? And if the halach is that we can't learn an Isser based on a Kal V'Chomer, we shouldn't be able to learn an Isser based on a Tzad HaShava. So I saw a very nice, another very nice teretz. Amos Hiram and Adin teaches us that we want to rely on a Kal V'Chomer, or perhaps even a Tzad HaShava, to create an Isser. We can't. Here, there is no question that it's Osir to curse a parent. The Pasuk clearly teaches us that if Rachmana Litzlan, somebody curses a parent, he's Chayiv Misa. So we know for sure it's Osir. It's only a question from where do we know there's an Isser. For that, we can rely on a Kal V'Chomer or on a Tzad HaShava. Ask the Gemara, but this Tzad HaShava is flawed. Ma'ala Tzad HaShava Shebehen, both of these people, the Nasi and the Dayan, Shein Ken Gedulasa Gar Malahem. that they're great individuals. So perhaps only great people may not be cursed. But how do we know that a regular Jew, a father who's just a regular Jew, may also not be cursed? Tamaloyma, there's another pasuk, lo yisakal cheresh, that one may not curse a deaf person. The pasuk is even speaking about downtrodden people, a deaf person. Ask the Gemara, and the Gemara develops the limud. Ma lecheresh, shekein cherishasa garmalai. A cheresh has the problem that he's deaf. So we're going to say, so perhaps because he's a deaf person. So that we say, nasi v'dayin yichichu. We'll bring a raya from the nasi v'dayin, who are clearly not downtrodden people. Mal nasi v'dayin. On the other hand, it will say, nasi v'dayin, shekein gudalasa garmalahem. It's because they're very great. So that will say that that obviously isn't the characteristic that we're looking for to teach us that it's also the curse, because cheresh yichichu, he isn't a great individual. V'chazar adei, and we keep on making the argument, and what is the final point, loy rizek rizeh, v'loy rizek rizeh, the deaf person is not like the dayan and the nasi. The dayan and nasi are not like the cheresh. What is the tzadah shavish behen? However, what is the common characteristic that all three of them have? Shem be'amcha, that they're members of Klal Yisrael, v'at muzhar al kolosam, one may not curse them. Afani avi avicha, the same thing will be regarding the father, shebe'amcha, that he's considered a member of Klal Yisrael, v'at muzhar al kolosai, you may not curse him. Says the Gemara, yes, we've been able to identify that it isn't greatness or the other side that causes the Isser. But one common characteristic that all three of these individuals have is Ma'alat Sarah Shabbahim, all three of them Shekem Meshunin. They're different than everybody else. Either they're greater or they're less. But how will we know that locha of just a regular Jew that he too may not be cursed? Ella, says the Gemara, the way to learn is as follows. If we're going to only speak about great people or not great people, downtrodden people may not be cursed, then the pasuk should have said Olechim v'cheresh. Then it just would have been enough to say Olechim v'cheresh or Nasi v'cheresh. Why does the Torah have to say both of them? Olechim lomli. Why does the Torah have to have all three? And may inyan legufoy. If it's not coming to teach us the halacha for itself, tenei inyan laviv, it's coming to teach us that one may not curse a father. Says the Gemara, this whole limud that we've been learning is based on saying that the pasuk of Elohim Loisakalo is speaking about a dayan. Ha nicha l'man da'om Elohim chal. According to the man da'om that says the word Elohim is talking about a dayan, so we've identified a limud how we know an ashara against cursing a parent. However, ask the Gemara, El man da'om kaidush, according to man da'om that says that the pasuk of Elohim is the pasuk that teaches us that one may not curse God. So this pasuk has nothing to do with Nasi and Dayonim Mayikul Meimer. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, a machlaikis. How do we define the word Elohim in the pasuk of Elohim Loisakalo? Elohim, Elohim Chol de Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Elohim indeed comes to teach us the halacha of Vidayin. However, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Elohim is Kaidish, and this is the pasuk that comes to teach us that one may not curse God. V'tanya, in fact, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, as Harol Levarchas Hashem Minayin, from where do we know that there's an Isser to curse Hashem? Tamaloyma Elohim Loisakalo. So, according to him, this pasuk is not coming to teach us anything regarding Dayonim, and this whole limud of Tzad HaShavah now falls away. Answers the Gemara. L'man da'amar Elohim chol. According to man da'amar, it says that Elohim means a dayan. How do we know that one may not curse Hashem? Because gomer kodesh michol. If you're not allowed to curse a dayan, certainly you're not allowed to rachman slan curse God. However, says the Gemara, even l'man da'amar Elohim kodesh, gamrin and chayel mekodesh. We learn that just like one may not curse Hashem, so too may he not curse a dayan. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam l'man da'am Elohim chol. According to man da'am that says the word Elohim is referring to a dayan, so it's very understandable that gomer kodesh l'chol, that we learn the halacha of cursing Hashem from that. If you're not allowed to curse a dayan, you're certainly not allowed to curse Hashem. However, asked the Gemara, Elamandam Elakim Kaidish, according to the Mandam that says Elakim means Kaidish, Dilma, perhaps, Gamma Chom Kaidish, can we learn the halacha of cursing a dayan from the halacha of cursing Hashem? Dilma, Kaidish Izer, perhaps the Torah only said you're not allowed to curse Hashem, but Achoyel, Loy Hizer, the Torah isn't speaking about cursing a dayan. Answers the Gemara, Im Kain, Licht of Kra Loy Sokel. It would be enough for the Torah to use the words Loy Sokel. My Loy Sakalel. Why does the Torah use the word Sakalel with the two lamets? Shmam and Netarti, one against cursing Hashem and one against cursing a dayan. And Rashi, as the Mefarashim go on to explain, makes a very important observation. Rashi says that the word Elokim could either mean Hashem or could mean a dayan. And this is the way to understand the Gemara together with Rashi. Since the word Elokim can mean either or, Hashem or a dayan, coupled with the fact that the Torah used the word Sekalel with the two lamets, the Torah is teaching us that by using the two lamets, that there's an issa both to curse Hashem or to curse a dayan, and therefore the limud that we had now could fall very well into place. Says the Mishnah, Haba al Nara Hamarasa, if somebody has relationship with a Nara Hamarasa, the halach is Eina Chayiv, he's not Chayiv Skila, Ad Shetei Nara B'sula Marasa, unless the girl is a Nara. We know that a Jewish girl in her development has three stages. Until she's 12 years old, she's a Ktana. From 12 to 12 and a half, she's a Nara. However, the Mefarshim point out, based on the first Rashi on the Gemara after this Mishnah, that that age of 12 and a half is the maximum until when she's a Nara. However, if it's Marba, Shachar al Alovin, even if she's less than 12 and a half, she already becomes a Begeris. And the Torah specifies that Haba al Nara Marasa, the Zechiv Skila, unlike the normal situation where there's only a Chiv Chenek, says the Mishnah, Haba al Nara Maros en Chayiv, this special Chiv Skila only applies Achte Nara Besula Murasa. Vihibi Be Sevilla, and she's still in her father's house. The Gemara is going to teach us what we learn from that. Bala Shnayim, if two people had relations with her, Harishim Veskila, the first person would have a Chiv Skila, Veshani, the second person will have a Chiv Chenek. There's Machloikis Rishonim, how to understand this Mishnah. Some Rishonim explain that the Mishnah is speaking about a case where the first person had relations with her Shloi Kedarka, and even though the first relations with her was Shloi Kedarka, so she's still technically a psula when the second person had relations with her, still the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe that such a girl, even though she's still technically a psula, does not have a chiyuv skila. The Rambam and the Yad Ramah disagree. They say that our Mishnah is referring specifically where the first person had relations with her kedarka. That's why the second person who has relations with her is only Chiyiv Chenek, because she no longer is a psula. But according to the Rambam and the Yad Ramah, the Mishnah is following the opinion of the Rabbanon, and therefore if the first person had relations with her Shloi Kedarka, even if there was a whole series of individuals who had relations with her Shloi Kedarka, they would all be Chayiv Skila. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Nara V'loi Begeris. The special din only applies by a Nara, not by a Begeris, by a of Chiv Skila, Besula V'loi Be'ula, Murasa V'loi Nesua. What does the pasuk say with Beis Avia? Prat l'masar av l'shluchei abal. Once if there was shluchei abal, if shluchim of the husband came to pick up this Nara Marasa, even though she didn't yet arrive to her husband's home, but if on the way after she left her father's home she was mezana, she will not be chayiv skila, she'll only be chayiv chenik. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Zu divrei Meya. Our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rameya. Av Chachamim, the Chachamim disagree. And they say Nara Marasa Afilu Ketana B'Mashma. According to Chachamim, the special din that we gave to Nara Marasa wasn't said specifically to a Nara. A Ketana Marasa will also have a Chiv, there will be a Chiv Skila if somebody has relations with her. Ask the Gemara, Amle Rav Achim Edifta L'Ravina M'may the Masnis and Rameyahi, what makes you say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rameya? Ulamutik Tani Nami. And it's coming to say that not only is a Begeris not going to get a Chiv Skila, but so too will a Ketana Murasa not cause a Chiv Skila. Dimon Rabbanan, he, perhaps our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbanan. Ulamuti Begeris. The only woman that's excluded is a Begeris, the Suloi, but a Ketana will be Chayiv Skila. Amalei. Hi, ein chayiv. If that was pshat in our Mishnah should have said ach tehei. And hi, ein chayiv ach tehei nar b'sol marasa. The Mishnah shouldn't have said that way. Ein chayiv ella al nar b'sol marasa mebayle. The Mishnah should have been phrased only for nar b'sol marasa. But the Mishnah, by saying ach tehei nar marasa, is indicating that the halacha is that only a Nara, not a Begeris, nor a Ketana. V'sulay midi, and there's nothing more that can be said about this matter. And therefore, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rameya, that both a Ketana and a Begeris are excluded. But I saw in the Sefer Orachama that he points out that wherever the Gemara uses the word v'sulay midi, it doesn't mean that the Gemara has really ended the discussion. What it means is that the Gemara doesn't want to continue this discussion. Because he says, really, the Gemara could have made an argument that the reason the Mishnah used the wording of Achtei Nara B'Sol Marasa is not to speak about Nara versus Ketana, but rather to teach us the other halakas that our Mishnah teaches us. That the Chiv Skila only is applicable if she's a Basula. The Chiv Skila is only applicable if she's a Marasa. And therefore the Gemara could have responded to this argument, but Vesula immediately the Gemara wasn't interested. Ask the Gemara. Boy Menei Rav Yaakov Mera Adam Rav. Boal Ketana Marasa L'Ramei Mahu. According to Rameya, that says a Ketana, the din of Nara Marasa doesn't apply by Ketana. What does that mean? Doesn't mean Legamri Mematla, that such an individual will not be Chayiv Misa at all, or Meskila Mematla. What it means is that they won't get Skila, but there will be a Chayiv Misa, the regular Chayiv Chenek will apply. Amalei, so Rav responded, Mestabra Meskila Mematla. The way to understand it is that the Chayiv Skila doesn't apply. But just like by Begeris, the halacha is that there's a chiyuv chenek, here too there will be a chiyuv chenek. Ask the Gemara, ask Rav Yaakov Ada to Rav, v'ksiv u'meisagam shneyem. The pasuk says u'meisagam shneyem atchei shneim shoven, until they're both equal. So since she's a ketana and she won't get meisa, isn't this an indication that the man should also be exempt? Shasuk Rav. So Rav remained quiet. So I saw a beautiful verse from the Gra. The Gra says, the Gemara says, Masech Techulin on Dav Samach. Rav Shimon Ben Pazi Rami. Ksiv Yasol Kim Hashnei Ma'oris HaGdoilim. V'ksiv HaSamar HaGol V'Samar HaKotin. And that, Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, says the famous Gemara. Amr Yireich Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, the moon set HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ribani Shloilim. Efshe Shnei Malachim Mishtamshim B'Keser Echot. Is it possible for two kings to have one crown? And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the moon, L'chimati Atzmech, you make yourself smaller. Ask the Gra, what was Rav Shimon Ben Pazi's problem? Why can't we right away say that when the pasuk says Ashnei HaMa'oris HaGdoilim, it means they were two great Ma'oris, but they weren't necessarily equal. They were just bigger than all the other Ma'oris that were in the sky. Answers the Gra, that since the pasuk says Shnei HaMa'oris, and our Gemara just says that whenever the pasuk says Shneihem, it means Shneihem Shavim. That's what got Rav Shimon Ben Pazi to understand that Shnei HaMa'oris must mean that they're both equal in size. And because they're both equal in size, he now had a contradiction where the other pasuk said, Asamara Godl and Vesamara Kotl. So, Rav remained quiet. Omer Shmuel, so Shmuel said, My time is Shosuk Rav, why did Rav remain silent? For namely, there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Umeisa ish ashashochav imoy lamadoi." So the pasuk clearly teaches us that if somebody does an aveira where one of the people is below the age, it's the other person who will be chayiv. Actually, says the Gemara, this question is machloikas tanoim, because the pasuk says, "Umeisa gan shneim, atshe shneim shovim." Divrei Rabbi Shia, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Omeisa ish ashashachiv imay levadoi. Ask the Gemara, Vidach, hahayu Omeisa gam shneim my darshbei. What does he use the pasuk Omeisa gam shneim to teach? Omer Rava, lemute meisa chedudim. He tells to teach us that if somebody only did acts of stimulation, if somebody stimulated himself against the woman's body, he's not chayiv misa. Although I saw that the Rishonim say that a vada, there's a strong chiyuv lav if somebody acts this way. Just the chiyuv misa is not there. And that's why the Mefarshim explained that Rambam says, the Pasuk says, that according to Rambam, any act of touching a woman not halakhically permitted is an issa deraisa. And our Gemara says Maisa Chedudim is not considered a problem. And says the Gemara that it doesn't mean it's not a problem as far as a Chiv Deraisa, but it's certainly an Aser. Vidach, Maisa Chedudim Lav Klumhu, it's not a Chiv, it's not a question that there should be a Chiv Misa. I don't need a Pasuk for that. Vidach, Man the Omer that says that until they're both Chayiv Misa, there is Nochi Mesa, Hai Levadoi my Darshbei. What does he use the Pasuk Levadoi? And says the Gemara, Kiritanya, as we spoke about in the Mishnah. Bala Sarbne Adam, Vedayim Ibsula. If 10 people had relations with her, Beish Loik Tadarka. So she's still technically a Psula. Kula Beskila. So all of them are considered that they had relations with Anara Murasa and the Chayiv Skila. That is the opinion of the Rabbanon. Rabbi Omer Harishim Skila, the first individual is Chayiv Skila, and the rest are only Chayiv Chenek. And that's what he uses the word Levadoi, he alone as Chayiv Skila, not the other men. Tana Rabbanon. So the Gemara speaks about a similar case in a Braisa. Obas Ish Koin Ki Seichel Liznos. Rabbi Omer, what does the word Seichel mean? Tchila. It means that she began. The pasuk is teaching us. The Gemara will soon teach us what Rebbe means. The Kano Omer Omeisa Ish Ashachvi Melamadai. Ask the Gemara, my comment. What was Rebbe saying? It says the Gemara Omer of Huna Bered Rebbe Shua. Rebbe Kriv Shmuel Sfirli. Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Shmuel. Dama Arutsa Yosel Sreifa. As we discussed earlier, that only an Arutsa Baskayin has the din of Sreifa v'loi Nesua. But a Bas Koyin who is a Nesua is not Chayiv Sreifa. Furthermore, she's only Chayiv Sreifa, according to Rabbi Shmuel, a Bas Koyin, if she was a Nara Besula. V'chkama. Im Tchila Bia Beznos, if her first act of Bia was a znus, was an adulterous relation, she is chayiv sreifa. Idach, but any other relationship she has, any other adulterous relationships, will only be v'chein, mechenek. Ask the Gemara, my v'chein. What does he mean, v'chein hu oim meis ish ashach v'lemadai? Ki ha'asam. It means that the halacha that was saying regarding to the Bas Koyin is similar to the halacha that we said regarding to Nara Marasa. Ma ha'asam. Just like by the Nara Marasa, but Tchilas Mishtoi Koi, she's only Chayiv Skila for her first act of Bia. Hachnami, so too, regarding the Bas Koyin, but Tchilas Bia Mishtoi Koi, that's only referring to her first act of Bia, will she be Chayiv Sreifa. Another way of explaining Rebbe's statement. Amle Rabbi Barabaya, Maloi Hachi Amar, why didn't you give a defiling explanation? Umanu, who was he referring to, Rabbi Yosef? What was it? Rabbi Kremeis really. What was Rabbi Yosef's explanation? The Rabbi holds like Rameya, Dama Nisus Lechem Napsulim, that if a Kohen's daughter married one of the people that she's not supposed to marry, Misos Bechanik, that she's Chayef Chenik. Vachama, Im Tchila Aschla Biznus, if her first act came through an adulterous relationship, that was the time she desecrated her status as a Bas Kohen, then she's Chayef B'Sreifa. But in any other case, for Idach, if she already desecrated her kuhuna by marrying somebody she's not supposed to, then she only has chenek. My v'chein. And what does the Bryce mean when it uses the word v'chein? It's only simon be'alma. There's really no connection between these two cases. Just the Bryce is trying to give us another case where the special halacha, just like in that case, the Rebbe refers to the special halacha of skila for Nara Marasa doesn't apply. Here too, the special halacha of Sreifa for Bas Koyin will not apply.